Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Authorities are confirming that the suspected ringleader of last week's Paris attacks was killed in a police raid Wednesday. Officials say Abdelhamid Abaoud had also been implicated in 4 of 6 foiled attacks this year. The European Union Justice and Interior Ministers will hold crisis talks in Brussels Friday to discuss security issues raised by the attacks.
Le scrutin est clos. Voici le résultat du scrutin.
Meanwhile, French lawmakers voted on Thursday to extend by 3 months the state of emergency declared after last week's attacks. The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives voted Thursday to suspend President Barack Obama's plan to resettle 10,000 Iraqi and Syrian refugees in the United States in the next year. Mr. Obama is promising to veto the measure if it passes the Senate, and he says he anticipates his resettlement plan will go forward. Mr. Obama says the Islamic State group can be defeated if there is a political agreement in Syria. He described it as a multi-year task. Mr. Obama said the soon-to-be-initiated global peace conference on Syria should identify opposition groups that can be part of a transitional government. He said there will be no place for President Bashar al-Assad. Russia has signed an agreement to build the first nuclear power plant in Egypt. The announcement concerning the Daba nuclear power station project came during a televised ceremony attended by the president. 2 Palestinian attacks targeting Israelis resulted Thursday in the death of 5 people. A knife-wielding Palestinian stabbed 2 Israelis in a Tel Aviv office building before being detained by bystanders. This is VOA News.